You know what business is really booming right now? Have you been to a bike shop? Bike shops are busy.
I saw a line. I walked past a bike shop the other day, and there was a line of people waiting to get in. They had to go in when someone came out.
Yeah, they're buying bikes. People are fixing their bikes because we're using our bikes more than ever now.
People are learning how to ride bikes.
Have your training wheels on, Mary?
Oh, my gosh. No, but I've seen a lot of children that's what they've been doing during this pandemic.
Yeah, a ton of them in my neighborhood, families, the parents, and then you see the little kid with the training wheels and then the older brother or sister without the training wheels, but that's become a big activity.
Well, when you think about it, they'd usually be at Little League games or lessons of some sort, gymnastics or piano or whatever they do. And now what else is there to do? Ride bikes.
Yeah, and you can do it safely.
Yeah.
No social distancing issues. I can't wait for bookstores to open up again. I know they've been providing curbside service or delivery. There is a website, a travel website that recently wrote about independent bookstores. Of all the small businesses in America, the bookstore is one of the most revered. And anytime you talk about a bookstore, the word independent always precedes it, further identifying its importance to a town's sense of community. Boy, is that ever true. And they came up with a list of 25 great independent bookstores in the country. Let me read a little bit of this. The independent bookstore does more than just exist. After years of clawing and scratching their way, independent bookstores are thriving. The New York Times reported in 2019 that sales at independent bookstores have steadily grown over the previous 5 years. That's because bookstores are enchanting. They're welcoming, warm and cozy. Bookshop owners are inviting you into a special world to escape between the pages of stories you just stumbled upon. And sadly, independent bookstores are back to clawing and scratching to stay alive as a so-called non-essential business during the pandemic. They've had to close to having customers inside. They now offer online orders and curbside pickups or deliveries. Some are reopening as new safety measures come into place. So I was looking at this list of the 25 most magnificent bookstores in the United States, and let me just share a few. First of all, in our area here in the Midwest, you ever been to Ann Arbor? Literati Bookstore. Literati is on the list as one of the 25 great bookstores in the country. Here in the city, Women and Children First. Since opening in 1979 and moving around Chicago's North Side several times before finally settling into the eclectic Andersonville neighborhood in 1990, Women and Children First's mission has been to shine a light on marginalized women voices, mostly through their dozen mission-focused monthly events. It's one of the last remaining feminist bookstores in the country. And also on the list, I've been to this place in Los Angeles, Book Soup. That's a great store on the Sunset Strip. It's been there since the 70s. They've got a great selection of entertainment world books, as you might expect out there in L.A. If you ever hear I'm in Miami, you can always find me at Books and Books. That's on the list. That is one of the great bookstores of all time. It's actually in Coral Gables, and there's a courtyard in the middle of the bookstore. And there is an enclosed area on either side of the courtyard. You can sit in the courtyard and have a drink, eat. It's out in the open. Of course, you can do that in Florida. And you can sit there and read and stay there as long as you want. I've taken naps there. I think people think I work there because I'm there so much. Books and Books in Coral Gables. Mitch Kaplan, who, I'm trying to remember now, I know his dad grew up in Chicago. If I'm not mistaken, he may have gone to my high school, Roosevelt High School, back in the day. But anyway, Mitch is the man responsible for Books and Books, and he has done an outstanding job with that place. And let me see if there's another one I wanted to share on the list. There are so many of them that are great around the country and also here in the Chicago area, too. And hopefully they'll all be able to get back in business really soon, because we need those places. I mean, you know, nothing wrong with the... What's the big bookstore, the chain that's still open? One closed and one still
Barnes
open.
And Barnes and Noble is still around. Borders closed.
Yeah, I like Barnes and Noble. Don't get me wrong, but there's something about the independent bookstore, a little more of a personal service there that I really like. Anyway, wanted to say more about books and books. I'm looking for what I did with this, because that is just an exceptional store. If you ever get down to Miami, go to Books and Books. There's a few of them, but the best one is in Coral Gables. And you'll probably find me sleeping there if you make it over there.